Thank you, Brother Nate, for sharing this morning. I like what you read there in Philippians 2. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Recently, when Jelaine and I were walking through a store, there was a sign hanging there that it was for sale. It was hanging kind of on a shelf or whatever, and it said something to the effect of, everyone is going through tough times. And then down below it said, be kind. Have you ever considered that recently? Sometimes we get so frustrated and this person just doesn't get it, or why are they the way they are? But simply considering the fact that maybe they're in the midst of something that you have no idea what they're experiencing, simply be kind. And then you went to Luke 18 and you read that account of the publican and the Pharisee praying together. And I think that's one of my, I don't know if you say favorite accounts, but one of the favorite parables that Jesus tells, and how one looked and he praised God that he's not like the other person that he's with. And then the other one simply cries out to God and asks him to be merciful for it to him because he's a sinner. So what is your heart attitude this morning toward people? How do you view people? Do you have a love and a drive to help people thrive and to do better? Or are we simply going through life? We don't care. All I care about is me, myself, and I as I go through life. All right, you have plenty of time. There's lunch downstairs, but you have plenty of time to share this morning. So I'm just going to open it up. If you have anything you want to share this morning, a testimony, maybe you have a prayer request, maybe there's something burning inside of you, I don't know what, but I just want to give you some time to share this morning, so I will open it up at this time.
Thank you, Nate, for sharing what you did. That was a message for me, too. So look, not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. That is just another area of my life that I can improve in. God had to, when he started working in my life, I think sometimes he had to use a jackhammer to get away from, pry away the rough edges in my life, and I'm glad that he did. He's forgiven much, too, when he forgave me. Something I want to share along with what Jay shared this morning. I volunteered to teach next quarter, not because I think I'm a good teacher. I don't classify myself as that. Only reason I did is there was only a couple Sundays there in November, and I felt it was like, why can't I just take the next quarter itself? But I want to be open enough that if any of you want to teach, come jumping, hollering, whatever, I'll gladly oblige and give you that opportunity.
Thank you, Brother Ed.
Thought about not getting up because you heard enough of me today. But thank you, Nate, for that message. My mind immediately went back to when God changed my heart. I viewed people exactly like that, where I condemned them and, their outward appearance. And my mind immediately went to the Sunday where Ruth Ann's brother got baptized. And they go to not a Mennonite church or anything like that. And the day he got baptized, there was a woman there covered in tattoos. And when she got baptized, just seeing her and seeing her tears running down her face and just seeing her filled with the Holy Spirit changed my whole perspective. It doesn't matter who it is. Is it the tramp on the street? Is it that lady with tattoos covering her from head to toe? Or is it us as a Mennonite person? Or is it this swarthy guy? I don't care who it is anymore. God loves that person, and he cares for that person exactly the same way he cares for me and loves me. There's no difference. God does not have favorites, and that changed my whole perspective. And I know I didn't have the right attitude back then, but that changed my whole perspective on how I look at people. And anymore, you know, you walk into Walmart anymore, you can see people that have almost no clothes on, and you see people with pink hair and yellow hair. But you know what? The thing that I have to think about is, you know what? God doesn't care about what color hair we have. He cares about our heart. And I think we need to care more for the heart and not worry about what people are wearing or covered in tattoos or whatever, wearing jewelry. You know what? The culture that we come from, yes, we don't really do that or believe in that, but you know what? God doesn't care. And the thing that I had to think about was this lady, when she shared her testimony, she came from a family that was in drugs, and she had a very, very rough life. Who am I to judge that person? You know, and if she gave her life to Christ, hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that for whatever it's worth.
Thank you, Jay. Anyone else?
I just want to comment on Jay's devotion this morning. In my Bible, the chapter 17, above that I had written down Terry Myers. I'm not sure when it was, but he wrote, it was from Terry Myers, and he just said, "We will not bow." So apparently at some time that was his message and his theme for the weekend. So I thought that went Amen. Well with his devotion.
All right. Anyone else? I don't want to cut you off.
I just want to say thanks, Nate. When you said what your message title was, I had to say oops or ouch. It was something that I was struggling with this week. And just thank you for listening to God's speaking to you, and I had to come. The thing that hit me was it's my heart condition. If I want to esteem others higher than, better than myself, or esteem them higher or more important than myself, it starts with my heart. And if, as long as I'm looking for that, as long as I am looking for praise of man and to be the guy in the light, yeah. We're just going to have a lot of strife going on. And my week was filled with that. I just couldn't figure out what was going on with some of my coworkers and stuff, but I have to admit that it was my heart condition. So thanks for that, Nate. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh. Anyone else? All right, I don't want to cut anybody off, but I think that's it. Philippians 2, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Do we care for people? Do we love people, no matter the situation, wherever we're at, as we go through life? I'll just leave you with that little reminder to be kind, to love people, to meet people where they are, whatever situation they find themselves at in life. There is a fellowship meal downstairs that is prepared, and everyone is welcome to be here for that, to stay for that. You can, after the service is let out, if you want a fellowship, whatever, you can make your way out the doors, down the stairs, into the basement for that. So everyone is invited for that. I did forget to mention this morning, I know Conrad had texted and said there's sickness in their house, and John Byler had sent a text to us leadership and had said that he is still resting his eyes. As far as I know, his surgery or his eye procedure went fairly well, but he said he's struggling with some double vision, and it sounds like it's just a very slow, I don't know, maybe painful process as well. So pray for Brother John if you think about it. Pray for Conrad's. Let's pray for each other. I know we had the sickness in our house for probably a good week or so, and it eventually gets kind of discouraging when it's the same thing and the children are up during the night and whatever all. So let's pray for each other. Let's encourage each other as we go through life. Why don't we stand? We'll have a closing prayer, and then Lonnie, if you maybe have a verse of a song after the prayer, and then after the song, you can consider yourselves dismissed, and we'll go from there. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you. We praise you for your goodness, for your faithfulness to us each and every day, for your love, and sending Jesus to die on the cross for each one of us. God, as we heard this morning, it doesn't matter the situation we were born into or wherever we find ourselves now, but we can still reach out to those around us. We can show love. We can show mercy and compassion, all those different things to people. God, help us to love people and to show them who you are. God, it's not about me. It's not about any person, but it's all about you. So God, help us to shine that light into the community, whoever it is that we might encounter or run into. God, we too want to take time to say thank you for the food that has been provided for lunch. We just pray that you would bless the hands that have prepared it. God, I just pray that we would use the nourishment we receive to continue to further your kingdom as well. God, be with us all as we go from here today. I pray that we would honor and glorify you in everything we do. In your name we pray. Amen.